Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
The clap is live and well. We live in Yahuwah's radio and Yahuwah's ministry. We got the Seer Israel of Seed Royal inside of the class right now. It's live right now in the class. And what we're doing is we ask you to be big ears and look mouth at the bottom part of the Sabbath day and get your pen and pad and write down every information you can get to the 12 tribes of Israel. Right now we're going to get ready to go inside the class. We got the young lions doing some roaring right now. And then what else we're going to ask you guys to do, tune in to all the radio stations, all the live feeds we got going on. We live at Facebook. You can check us out at VOTTY. And then we live also on YouTube. You can go look us up and pull us up at VOTTY. We live on Pow Talk. We live on Blog Talk. And we also live inside of the class. So get your pen and pad and write down all the information that you can get right now. Hallelujah.
I would not. I consent unto the law that is the good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is good. Read that Micah chapter 6, verse 8, Titus. Read that Micah.
Okay. I'm just giving out to like the top. I'm going to Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
Read it, brother. That's the top one.
Yahuwah's going to show you. Whatever Yahuwah said, that's the top answer. Okay, before we go there, let's see what's written about the good, the law, right? The law, commandments. Let's go to Baruch real quick. Let's go to Book of Baruch. Let's go to Book of Baruch real quick.
Baruch what?
Baruch chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, Yahuwah has made good his word, which he pronounced against us and against our judges that judge Israel. Well, against the seers that judge Israel. And against our kings and against our princes.
Let's read it. Remember, we're not feeding our flesh. We already know. It is, but let's read it like it is. But we don't want to, you know.
Pull it out. Read it, brother. Read it, brother. Take the title. Please. Read it.
National Army, please.
Remember, I'm teaching right now, okay? Baruch chapter 2, read Baruch chapter 2, verse 1. I just want that first line real quick.
Therefore, Yahweh has made good his word.
His word. Yahweh made good his word.
Yeah. Read that Micah 6, 8 for me, brother. He going to show you. Micah 6, verse 8. Go ahead, keep it tight. Pull it out. Read that.
You want to read Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Okay, about that good.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go there real quick, let's go to Psalms.
I'm in class, but I can wait till afterwards, bro. That can wait. I ain't gonna lie to you. That can wait. I'm in class.
All right. Let's go to Psalms.
All right.
Go to Psalms chapter 100. Psalms 100.
For Yahweh is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh is good. His mercy is everlasting. What's his truth? Hold on.
Waiting on you to read Micah 6, 8.
Alright, I see some precepts in the Psalms 100 verse 5 real quick. Okay, what is this truth? He's saying his truth endures to all generations. What's that truth? He said his truth endures to all generations. And it's truth.
Put it on out.
Alright, let's go to Psalms real quick. Let's go to Psalms 119. I ain't got you.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Psalms 119, 142, 144. Psalms 119, 142. Psalm 119, 142.
She's not in here.
All right, Sister Judy.
Psalm
119,
verse 142.
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy truth. Let's read it like it is. Let's read it like it is.
Precept for you. Say what's the truth?
Read to the children. Read that verse 151.
Psalm 119:151
reads, "Thou art here, O Yahweh, and all thy commandments are true."
I'm gonna cut
this song.
I'm
gonna
with you, brother.
All right, give me one hit on that. Let's go to John real quick.
Let's
go to John.
John 14:6. John 14:6.
Go ahead, put it out.
Yahweh the Son said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me." Hallelujah. Wow. I got another one for you too about the Father.
Hold on, that's same book.
John 1:4.
No. Let's go to
James chapter 10, verse 21 and 22. My brother, you read it, brother.
Please.
Pull it out. Keep it tight. Please. James chapter 10, verse 21 and 22.
You got Daniel chapter 10?
Verse 21 and 22. Pull it out.
Read that.
Read it real good. James chapter 10, verse 21 and 22.
Okay, you got Daniel chapter 10, verse 21 and 22.
You said Daniel?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
It only goes up to 21.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it
right here. You know, it's right in my face.
My bad, I just misworded it. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Teacher Titus, please read it for me, please.
Okay, Daniel chapter 9, verse 21.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 21
It says this. It says, "For I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth."
Hallelujah. Why? Then that was the first one I told you to pull out. And then I said, Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 to 22. Can you read that for me? This is what the Spirit do. That's what the truth do. This is the truth right here. This is what the truth do. You got to let them know that. This is what the truth do for you. This is what the truth do for you. You see the understanding? Well, understanding come in there. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21, 22. Go ahead and read that first. Or you want me to just pull it out?
Pull it out. Okay.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. It says, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man, Gabriel, the presence of Yahweh, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being called to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, James. Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, "O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding."
Okay.
Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Father, for skill and understanding.
So, let me jump in with you, Brother Titus. Let me get in some of this here now.
Now let's go back, and I'm gonna go back to something. Thing I want to touch on. Now, Mother E, can you help me out, please? Can you give me some Luke chapter 12, verse number 12? Witness on that. It was something said in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, brother, Captain Joseph Israel C. Rook. Let's see what he had to say in Matthew, chapter 10. And I won't give me verse, I want out of Matthew, chapter 10. Give me verse number 19.
Matthew 10, verse 19. And it reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
So when the time come around, there will be some delivering up going on, and when you're on the clock, Yahweh go give you, see that righteous spirit to give you what you have to say in that very same hour.
Hallelujah.
In the book of St. John, and he gets a better half to give me that, just do some little reading here. And let's see what he has to say, Sister Ruth, in St. John, give me chapter 14, verse 26. I'm going to piggyback off my brother, brother Titus, this is where C. Roy Travis, y'all got Judah. I'm going to piggyback off him and bring that St. John, chapter 14, verse 26 out.
St. John, chapter 14, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26 reads.
What it read?
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
It's the Holy Ghost. That's right. Bring it on out.
Righteous spirit.
Whom the Father will send in my name.
Mm-hmm.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
That's right.
That's the precept.
Whatsoever I have said.
Whatsoever I have said, right? So now, since we know that, thank you, Sister Ruth, for bringing that out for me, that it's the Holy Ghost. So let's see what this Holy Ghost is. We know it's the righteous spirit, it's the comfort, it's going to bring all things back to remembrance. Let's go pick it up and let's see what it is. Mother Z, you ready to roll?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to see what he has to say in the book of Acts chapter 7. And give me verse 51 and verse 53. 51 and 53. And read the way it is for teaching moments. Because remember, we're not trying to edify ourselves. We already know what's going on. But we want to make sure that we get the nationalities, to get everybody that's out there, the 12 tribes, Israel. We're trying to get them to understand this book here. So this thing is about us doing some good old teaching. So let's see, let me pull out my other book, because I'm missing some pages in this one. I ran this one on down. And, let's see what he had to say, Mother Z.
Verse 53, who has received the law.
So they received the law.
By the
disposition.
Disposition
of
angels and have not kept it.
So they don't want to do no keeping of the law. So when the Holy Ghost come to you and he come to give you something, this is what the Holy Ghost is. It's the law. It's come to give you the law, and it is the law. That's what the Holy Ghost it is. So when he say he come to bring all things back to your remembrance, and he go send his Holy Ghost just to comfort, he go send his law. And you don't want to be as your fathers was, being stiff-necked and circumcised of the mind and resisting and not doing the law. Because it was something that was said, you see, can I pull something out here in First Maccabees?
Hallelujah.
Yahweh,
that's verse 48.
And what you pointing out?
First Maccabees chapter 3, verse 48.
No, I need First Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9 and 15.
Hallelujah.
First Maccabees chapter 3, verse 48.
Call the name out.
Sister Ruth, bring that out for me. First Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9 and verse 15.
She's going to listen to what I say. Not you. That's my wife. I said she don't want to read it.
Well, you know what? We're going to go to Mother Eve. We're going to go to First Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9 and verse 15.
It's a man. It's a man.
First Maccabees chapter 12. Verses
9
and 15.
Yes, ma'am.
First Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9. Therefore, we also we need none of these those things, for that we have the righteous book.
That what we got, the righteous what?
Righteous book.
Uh-huh.
Of scripture.
Uh-huh.
In our hands. To comfort us.
So we got the righteous book in our hands to comfort us. So we get our comfort from the law, which is the righteous book. And it comfort us. Verse 15, please.
Verse 15. For we have help from heaven.
That's right.
To courage us. So as we are delivered from our enemies, and our enemies are brought under foot.
So we got the law to deliver us. We got the righteous scriptures, and we know we get our help from heaven. That's where we get our help from, and it helps us from our enemies. But before we go into that, now let's go pick up something, Brother Titus Israel C. Ruler.
Yes, sir.
I want you to go back and I want you to read that Nehemiah chapter 8. That was brought out earlier, right? Verse number 8?
Yes, sir.
It was something that I heard in there that I want to stop piggybacking off with it. See how I left off that earlier. And let's go back to that Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 8.
The book of Nehemiah. Book of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
So they read in the book the law of Yahweh distinctly.
So they read in the book in the law of Yahweh distinctly.
And gave the sense.
Uh-huh.
And caused them to understand the reading.
Mm-hmm. Now, so they read in the book, but it was something that came out. Give me verse number 1. That's what I need, verse number 1. How they do this in verse number 1?
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man.
Uh-huh. That's what I need right there. So all the people gathered themselves together as one man, right? Okay, so in the book of, let me see what I want. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10. Sister Judith, well, give me Mother Z. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10. And it was something, it was a profound statement before we go there, that they said they read in the book, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're doing it, and when you're reading in the book, before you go there, Mother Z, I need Mother E to help me out. Give me Revelation chapter 1. Give me verse number 3. So we can understand what's going on here when we believe in this word of Yahweh.
Book of Revelation. chapter 1, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he that readeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they that hear the
words
of this prophet.
That's right.
And keep those things.
So, this time is at hand. So, you got to keep something in mind that blessed is he or she that reads and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. So, the blessing is in reading the book, your book. That's where your blessing is at. Now, I believe in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, Brother Titus Israel, a senior ruler. What did he say in 34, verse 16?
We're going to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 34, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16 reads, "Seek ye out the book of Yahweh and read."
And do what?
Seeking out the book of Yahweh and read.
And when you read seeking out the book of Yahweh and read, what you get for that?
Yes.
What you get for it? You get a blessing.
Yahweh.
You get a blessing for reading this man's book.
Yahweh.
So,
he's more obedient more than sacrifice.
In verse number, we going back to you, Mother.
I want to pull something out, brother. That's the rule.
Okay.
More than sacrifice, my boy.
Yeah. Let me get to it. You can go ahead so I can get to it.
This is what Yahweh said.
Okay, we go go to Mother Z. Now, pull me out in that 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse number 2.
Yahweh
6, 2?
Yes, ma'am.
1 Chapter 6, verse 2. Do ye not know that the sinners shall judge the world? Ye not know that the saints should judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you,
are you reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10?
And now you told
me 6. I'm sorry. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10.
1, 10.
Yes, ma'am. I gave you the wrong one.
Okay.
1, 10.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of Abba Yahweh.
That's right.
Yahweh the Son.
That's right.
That ye all seek the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfect.
Perfectly
joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling us that we have to be on one accord. That's what we got to be on. Where it's no division among ourselves, and that we be joined together in one mind. That's what Yahweh. That's what out of Malcolm Paul letting us know. That we got to do this thing together. There ain't no division in this thing. But let's get a precept to that end. Let me see what we want. Philippians chapter 2. Give me verse number 1 and verse number 2. Brother Titus Israel, C. Roy, Travis,
Yahshua, Jew. All right, we're going to the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
If there be therefore any consolation in Yahshua the Son.
That's right.
If any comfort of love. If any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, verse 2,
fulfill ye my joy,
that ye be like-minded.
I got to be separate-minded.
like-minded.
You got to be different-minded.
Like-minded.
Okay, doing what?
Having the same love.
Mm-hmm.
Being of one accord.
One accord.
And of one mind.
You got to be of one mind. That's what, that's the lick. We got to be on the one mind, one accord.
And
it's same. That's what we got.
Yeah, Psalm 41.
Hold on now.
Psalm 41, 7 through 9.
We live everywhere.
I know we live. I want them to hear me. Psalm 41, 7 through 9.
Hold on.
What?
Brother,
I want to be heard now.
Catch me.
Psalm 41, verse 7 through 9. I want to be heard while I'm here. I ain't going to talk about me behind my back. I want you to say it to my face. So I'm going to say this to y'all's face. So Psalm 41, verse 7 through 9, it say, all that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. I heard them talking about me on the line. And evil disease say they cleave fast to him. And now that he lied, he shall rise up no more. Verse 9, yeah, my own familiar friends in whom I trusted and did eat my bread had lifted up their heel against me. Ain't that something? And then look, you know what? I'm going to put something to that too and say, so the people that do that, Psalm 40. Let me get this for y'all. This for you on the seal. I want this to be personally for y'all because I heard y'all talking about me on live. And I want this to be heard on live. So Psalm 40, verse 5, 14 and 15. Psalm 40, verse 5, it says, many, O Yahuwah, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are to us words. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto you. If I would declare and speak of them, there are more than can be numbered. Verse 14 and 15. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for reward their shame that say unto me, aha, aha, yeah, they ain't gonna, you know, they gonna do some perishing. So let them come into shame, Yahuwah. All that, because that's what I want to say to y'all's face, since y'all was talking about me behind my back when I left the temple that day. You know, so I'm going to bring this out right now. And this ain't Satan, this is Yahuwah, because he do unsearchable works that you can't understand. You ain't understand that, right? Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, Captain.
All right.
The word says there's a time and a place for everything.
Just the temple.
And so you should have got them, and not when we wildcast, you should have got them.
Hallelujah. Well, I got them right now. I said what I had to say. I'm done.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying what I had to say.
I wanted to bring something out on the read in remembrance. And I'm in the book, Mother, I got your book. But I read from Jubilee, chapter 32, 24, and through 26. 32? Yeah, chapter 32, verse 24 and 26.
Okay.
And I'm just giving some, putting it out there for the remembrance and reading. Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 24 through 26. Verse 24. Fear not, for as thou hast seen and read it, thus will it all be. And do thy write down everything as thou hast seen and read. And Jacob said, Yahuwah, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? And he said unto him, I will bring all things to your remembrance. Verse 26. And he went up from him, and he awoke him from his sleep, and he remembered everything which he had read and seen. And he wrote down all the words which he had read and seen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Exactly what happened. Hallelujah. Job chapter 5. I'm making my call to the Yahuwah right now. Job chapter 5, verse 6 through 9. And it reads, Job chapter 5, verse 6 through 9, and it reads, although affliction come not forth of the dust, neither do trouble spring out of the ground.
verse 7. Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Verse 8. I will seek unto Yahuwah the Father and Yahuwah the Son when I commit my cause. Verse 9. Which do great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow. Yes, I'm commending my cause right now to you, Father. Uh-huh. Leviticus 19, verse 18. Name of the Holy Name.
You know what that is?
Sorry. Leviticus 19. Oh, that's what it is. That's the one they want. He's playing music in the temple. Leviticus 19, verse 18. Pull it out. Yeah. Leviticus 19, verse 18. Hallelujah. Wow. Leviticus 19, verse 18, you shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahuwah. Oh, they ain't doing what that, Father. They talking about, they backbiting. Talking about people. No. But hold on, wait. Let's pull it out. First Maccabees. First Maccabees 11, 21. First Maccabees chapter 11, verse 21. Pull it out. 1 Maccabees chapter 11, verse 21. Then certain unyakwali persons who hated their own people went into the king and told him that Jonathan besieged the tower. So when you hate your own people, you unyakwali, man. When you backbite and talk about your people, you unyakwali. When you hate your people, you know, that's what's going on. Yahuwah just said that in Psalm 41. Your own people going to do that to you. Psalm 41, verse 7 through 9. Let me read it again so the audience can hear real good. So you got to worry about your own people. It ain't even be the enemy. It be your own people. Psalms. This is what Yahuwah said. Yeah, pull it out. Psalm 41. I ain't got nothing to talk about but this. Psalm 41, verse 7 through 9. It say, all that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. Verse 8, an evil disease, say they, cleave fast unto him. And now that he lied, he shall rise up no more. Verse 9, yeah, my own familiar friend, and whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his soul against me. Ain't that something? So we're going to pray on that, against the envy and the hater. That's what we're going to pray about. That's what we need to pray on. And I committed my call to Yahuwah. Thank you very much. And oh, Job. Let me go back to Job because he said he saved us from the sport. This is Yahuwah. I don't understand this Yahuwah. Alone. Job 6:58. Job 5. I'll read something else. Job chapter 5. 15 to 27. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yahuwah. 15 to 27. Read. But he saved the poor, or the children of Israel, from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. Verse 16, so the poor has hope, and iniquity stops her mouth. Ain't nobody talking no more. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Verse 17, behold, happy is the man whom Yahuwah corrected. Therefore despise not the chastisement of the Almighty. Verse 18, for he makes sore and bind it up. He wounded, and his hand make whole. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Verse 19, he shall deliver you in six troubles. Yeah, in seven, there shall no evil touch you. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. In famine, he shall redeem you from death. And in war, from the power of the sword, or the hater. Verse 21, you shall be hid from the sword of the tongue. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Neither shall you be afraid of destruction when it comes. No, I ain't. At destruction and famine, you shall laugh. Ha ha! I heard a lot of laughing going on. Neither shall you be afraid of the beast of the earth, for you shall be in league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with you. Hallelujah. And you shall know that your temple shall be in peace, and you shall visit your habitation and shall not transgress. Verse 25. You shall know also that your seed shall be great. Hallelujah. And your offspring as the grass of the earth. Verse 26. You shall come to your grave in a full age, hallelujah, like as a shock of corn come in his season. Verse 27, lo, we have thirsted, so it is. Hear it and know you, it is for your good. There go that good again, teach Titus.
You got to know this is for your good. Your people, they faking it with you. They don't really like you like that. You know, that's what he just said. This Psalm 41. Let's bring it up. Let me read it again for you, bro, so you can understand this. Psalm 41, verse 7 through 9. All that hate me whisper together against me. They divide my hurt. They was in here laughing, talking about, yeah, they gonna know they gonna perish. You know, that ain't nobody that got love in them, man. Straight up. Now I'm done. Now y'all got, I said my piece. Got some more teaching to do.
All right. We back at it. Now we back at it. Now where we left off at?
Yeah.
You see, what we was
going
to do?
Flesh and bone. I ain't got
nothing. Nobody's back. We left off at, brother. Titus, Israel, C. Roy, Travis, Yad, Dadu.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Philippians.
Yeah, we was Philippians. Hey, let's pick that back up. Let's get a recollection where we left off at. All right, let's go back to Philippians chapter, what was that? Verse number, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's pick it back up right there. Because we got to be on one accord and one mind. All right, let's see what he said over there. He got for me, brother, Titus, Israel, C. Roy, Travis, Yachadu.
All right, so that's, okay.
Going back to Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 and verse number 2. And then Mother Eve, give me some Rock chapter 6, verse number 2.
Rock?
Yes, ma'am. You go bag up brother Titus, which was the Rock chapter 6, verse number 2. And then we're going to see what he get out of old Issachar's board.
Y'all go up, truth. Y'all go up. Hey, love and
word, you got to do with it. Deed and truth. You got to read that. Read that. Love not in word, but in deed and truth. Read that. Bring it out, brother Todd.
Leave Rock. The Rock chapter 6, verse 2.
No. That's the mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, then, you go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 1,
okay.
Verse number 2.
I got that. All right. Philippians, go to the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
If any comfort of love,
mm-hmm.
If any fellowship of the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
If any vow and mercy,
mm-hmm.
Verse 2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love,
mm-hmm.
Being of one accord,
mm-hmm.
Of one mind.
That's right. Now, he said you got to be on one accord and one mind having the same love. But let's see what he had to say, Mother. Let me ask the Rock. In chapter 6, verse number 2 now.
The Rock, chapter 6, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Just
2. Yes, ma'am. Just 2.
The Rock, chapter 6, verse 2. Exalt not thyself in the counsel of thine own mind.
Hallelujah.
That thy soul be not torn in pieces as a bull praying
alone. Mm-hmm. Now, pop up and give me verse number 1 now.
Verse 1. Instead of a friend, become not an enemy,
mm-hmm.
For thereby thou shalt inherit an ill name.
Uh-huh. What else?
Shame and reproach,
mm-hmm.
Even so, shall a sinner that has a double tongue.
So y'all quite saying that you don't want to do this thing according to your own mind and then end up being as a bull strain alone. He said, you don't want to become a friend, and instead of a friend, become not an enemy. He said, you don't want to have no ill name. You don't want to have no shame on you and be reproached. But this is what God's doing. See, we ain't got nothing to do with this thing. This is all about Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And verse number, let's see what he had to say in the book of Job. It was something that was said in the book of Job. Because we want to make sure we're not going after our own mind. So let's see what he had to say in the book of Job, chapter 32, verse number 1, Mother Z. Yeah, we're going to Job, chapter 32, verse number 1.
Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusted
in you.
So when you trust in Yahweh,
you trust in his understanding.
And him, he said, you'll get perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. That's where you'll get your peace at. That's what got to be in your mind, them laws. The laws got to be in your mind. You got the laws in your mind. Ain't no peace coming. You ain't got no Yahweh there. Verse number, let's finish, pick it back up in that Proverbs, Brother Titus. Verse number 6.
All right, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And he shall direct your path.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Verse number 7.
Verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes.
Hallelujah,
be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh.
And what?
And depart from evil.
Verse number 8. What is it, sir?
Verse 8. It should be help.
It
is your name.
And to your name.
And marrow to your bones.
And marrow to your bones. So if you ain't wise in your own eyes, if you wise in your own eyes, that means you are evil. You don't have no fear no Yahweh.
1 John 3:11-12-13. Let me read that button because this is a certain type of love he's talking about. No.
Now, let's pick it back up at where we left off at. Now let's go back and let's find out a little bit more about what's going on here. And 2 Corinthians, Mother Eve. Pick it up at 2 verse number 11. Yes, ma'am. Hey, Dan, let me know when you're ready to roll, Mother D.F. Israel, because I want to pull something out in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and verse 14, so we can understand what's going on about this day. Yeah, after Mother E give me that 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 11, I want you to give me Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and verse 14. Because remember, we got to keep our mind stayed on Yahweh, who keep us in perfect peace.
Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
That Satan to get an advantage of us.
That's right.
But we are not ignorant of his device.
Now, we're not ignorant of Satan's device.
Hallelujah.
And one thing we're not going to do, we're not going to let Satan get an advantage of us.
Hallelujah.
At the bottom part of the Sabbath day, we live everywhere. We live on Pow Talk. We live on Facebook. We live on YouTube. We live on a blog talk. We live inside the class. And we're at the bottom part of the Sabbath day, so we want to make sure we get a clear understanding that we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. He ain't going to get the best of us. But what's going on today that we should be doing, Mother D.F. Israel, so we get a clear understanding?
1 John chapter 3, 8-24. Or 18.
We're going to Isaiah chapter 58. Give me verse 13 and 14.
Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14.
Yeah, what it read?
Verse 13 reads, if you turn away.
If you turn away.
Your foot from the Sabbath.
That's right.
From doing your pleasure.
From doing your pleasure.
On my righteous day.
On his righteous day.
And call the Sabbath.
And you got to call this Sabbath what, mother?
A delight.
It's a delight.
Hallelujah. Well, it's a celebration. You know
the righteous of
Yahweh. Now, you got to call the righteous of
Yahweh. Honor. And shall honor him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well,
not doing your own way.
Not doing your what?
Own way.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Nor finding thine own pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Nor speaking thine own words.
So you can't, your own pleasure in speaking your own words. Remember something to find out that they said in the book of Job, they say he was righteous, they stopped talking to him, he was righteous in his own eyes. And we was reading in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 2, it said, exhort not your own counsel. Don't do your own things, right?
That's probably why your people left him right now.
So, let's see what he had to say in
verse 14,
chapter, give me verse 14.
Isaiah 58:14. Then shall thou delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high place of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Israel, your father. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken.
Hallelujah.
Now, back up, mother, GF Israel. And let's see what he said in Isaiah 56. And let's pick it up at verse number 1, verse 2. Give me verse number 1 and verse number 2.
Isaiah 56, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Thus says Yahweh, keep you judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Verse 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this.
Now, blessed is the man that do this.
And the son of man that lay hold on it.
And the son of man that lay hold on it, what?
That keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and keepeth his hands from doing any evil.
So that means you should keep your hand from doing any evil on the Sabbath day, because your salvation is involved in this Sabbath day. You see what's going on here? And your righteousness got a lot to do with this. But he tell you, I want to.
Wait.
Yeah.
I want to put something
over there. Pull something out, Mother D.F. Israel.
Okay. It's
pleased
to ask
it. Hallelujah. Well.
Yeah.
Now, Mother D.F. Israel put out a very profound statement out of the wisest man that ever lived. And, he said, you get to the temple, you got to be ready to hear something. He said, don't sacrifice yourself as a fool now. He said, control your tongue. You know, people be quick to ready to utter and bump the guns and start speaking and speaking out fast, but
slow
that down.
As long as it ain't your own words, you're good.
He said, let your words be few when you come to the temple. Mm-hmm. That's why when you come to the temple, you come, you got to be ready to hear something. But it's also something else the book of, I want to see how King David conducts himself with this, and then I'm going to see can I get a precept about it, because this here is called something else, too.
Sister Judah.
Sister Judah, you got a call to pass it, Sister Judah?
Come on, sister. Give me a call from statement house, Sister Judah.
I'll come from John chapter 5. 47 reads, but if you believe not his writing,
mm-hmm.
how shall you believe my word?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Yahweh bless you, that's what you do. Okay, so now, in the book of Psalms, and we're going in this direction, I'm going to come back and peek back over where we left off there. Mother Eve. I get Psalms chapter 73, and I'm on verse 16 and verse number 17. Because when you come to the temple, you say, let your words be few. And it's something else that when you come to the temple, first we go see how David conducts himself, what he said about when he came to the temple. But then Mother Eve, you're going to give me that Psalm 73, verse 16 to 17, and Mother D.F. Israel. Give me to Rock chapter 51. Give me verse 23. Yes, ma'am. Verse 16 and verse 17. Now I'm going to bring this out there. I'm going to do some precept about that Ecclesiastes. Yes, ma'am. We're going to Psalm 73. And we're going to pick it up at chapter 73, verse 16 and verse 17. And Mother D.F. Israel had it ready for me.
Yeah.
The book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 16 and verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17. Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I their
east. So when he went to the temple, but what else this temple is called when you go to the temple? What else you supposed to do? He say, be few with your words. And be coming ready to hear something. Don't be rash with your mouth.
Right.
He said, don't be no fool now. So what he says in Sirach chapter 51, verse 23.
That's your understanding. That ain't
Yahweh. Sirach chapter 51.
That's your understanding. That's not Yahweh understanding. Like, for real. That's man's precept.
Verse 23.
That's your understanding.
Draw near to me, you unlearned, and dwell in the temple of learning.
So when you come to the temple, for all the ones that's unlearned, you come in to learn something. Not be rash with your mouth. Gotta be
from the field.
You
come to learn from the field. Learn
that's
from the field.
Come to learn.
From the field. From the field. That's what we learn from. From the field.
All right.
Hallelujah.
So you gotta be big ears and little mouth. That's what you gotta do when you come to the temple of Yahweh. But let's see what else was said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And we're gonna pick it up at verse number 6, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 5. Pick it up at verse number 6, and then we're going to drop down, and we're going to read verse number, matter of fact, pick it up at verse number 6 and read down to verse number 11.
All right, we're going to the book of Ephesians,
chapter 5, verse 6 through 11. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6.
What the hell
is that? Let no man deceive you
mm-hmm.
with vain words.
Mm-hmm.
For because of these things cometh the wrath of Yahweh
mm-hmm.
upon the children of disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
Be not ye therefore partakers with them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. For you were sometimes darkness,
mm-hmm.
but now are ye light in Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Walk as children of light.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. Prove it what is acceptable unto Yahweh.
That's right.
Verse 11. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness.
That's right.
But rather reprove them.
Reprove them.
What is correction?
Verse number 12.
What is correction?
Verse 12.
I ain't said no more.
For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret.
Mm-hmm. Now, when he say what happened if you and somebody said in the book of Hebrews,
somebody perishing in secret.
Now, it was something that said in the book of Hebrews, the book of Israelites, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to go pick it up at verse number 10, chapter 10. And we'll do a little reading here. Because he said that it came into the light. But let's see what happened if you don't stay in this light. So in the book of the Israelites, Hebrews chapter 10, pick up at verse 22, and let's do a little reading.
Yes, sir. All right. The book of the Israelites,
mm-hmm.
the word Hebrew,
that's
chapter
right.
10, verse 22. Down. Let us draw near with a true mind
mm-hmm.
and full of assurance of faith, having our minds sprinkled from an evil conscience.
That's right. Got an evil conscience and what?
And our bodies washed with pure water.
We know what the pure water is, right? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. We know it's the word of Yahweh. We ain't
going
to go there. So we
got
to make sure that you got to...
That's the double meaning. This fire path, not water path. We already cleansed it.
And our bodies washed with pure water. So we know we got to make sure we got that word of Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Verse 23.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith.
You got to hold on to this thing now.
Hallelujah.
Continue to read.
Without wavering.
You can't do no wavering now. No up and down.
For he is faithful. Get promised.
Mm-hmm.
24.
Verse 24. Let us consider one another.
Uh-huh.
To provoke us to love.
Uh-huh.
It's a good work.
And so what type of work?
Good work.
Good work.
Yahweh.
25.
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together.
Mm-hmm.
As the matter of some is.
Mm-hmm.
But exhorting one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Say that again. Say that one more time. Exhorting
mm-hmm.
one. Can you read that one more time? Please.
Continue to read, Brother Ty.
All right. As you see the day approach.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. But if we stand willfully,
mm-hmm.
after that we have received the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
There remaineth no more sacrifice, but sin.
Oh, so once you know this list, and you start sinning willfully, he says there's no more what?
Remaineth no more sacrifice, but sin.
Uh-huh. Continue to read.
27. But a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation, which should devour the adversary.
Mm-hmm. So, once you got this lick under your belt, and you walk away from this book, and start sinning willfully, you might as well hang a rope around your neck.
First Peter, that's
over with.
First Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 16 and 19. See, that's why you ain't got to worry about that.
Now, let's go back and let's see what, now, we just come to find out that you can't be walking away from this book after receive this word of Yahweh. That's the thing. Because he said, ain't no more, what he said is, no more sacrifice to sin, right?
That's right.
Continue to read. Give me verse 28.
Verse 28.
So you know
he satisfies Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses.
So then that time they was getting killed, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And when you despise the law of Moses.
That's still going on.
Now, why take care of all these things?
Ain't no change.
See, now, Brother Titus, hear me out here.
Yes, sir. Despise the law, despise your brother.
It was something that was said, right? And give me John chapter 7, verse 24.
That's in the law.
We'll make sure you get an understanding about how this thing goes. In John chapter 7, verse 24, what do you say in John chapter 7, verse number 24?
The book of John,
mm-hmm.
chapter 7, verse 24, read, judge not according to appearance,
mm-hmm.
but judge righteous.
So it got to be judged. This judgment got to be judged righteous, right?
Hallelujah.
And we know, as Brother Titus read out earlier in the book of Deuteronomy chapter, 625?
Mm-hmm.
About righteousness, the law, the first five books of the Bible.
Yeah.
So who's supposed to know judgment?
Israel.
Who's supposed to know judgment that we can read? Mm-hmm. Who's supposed to know judgment that we can read? So we got to do, you can't judge off appearance, where a person looks, how they present themselves.
Yeah,
because in the book of Romans chapter 2, verse number 13, Mother D.F. Israel, what did he say?
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 2, verse number 13. She can't judge off appearance.
Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are justified before Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
but the doers of the law shall be justified.
Hallelujah. The ones that doing this book is going to be the ones that will be justified, right? Okay, so the question was that who's supposed to be doing the judgment? The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse number 1. Read up for me, Mother Eve. Verse number 1, ma'am. Micah chapter 3, verse number 1. So if you're going to do the judgment, it got to be, don't do it off no appearance. It's not about the way you look and how you coming and put on a facade. This thing, you got to be a doer of this word.
Oh, man. Genesis 49, verse 10. There you go. That's the
book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. And I said, here, I pray you, okay. Israel,
mm-hmm.
and Ephraim of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
So is Israel got to know the judgment? But let's precept that to verse number 7. I mean chapter 7 of Romans, Mother Z, verse number 1. So Israel got to know the judgment. That's who got to know the judgment. We can't be judging off based off appearance. We got to make sure that we know judging off what we can read.
Genesis 49, 8 to 10.
Romans chapter
7, verse number 1.
Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law,
mm-hmm.
how that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives.
So he's speaking to the one that know the law. So who's the one that's supposed to know the law?
Genesis 49, verse 8 to 10. And it reads, Genesis 49, verse 8 to 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Genesis 49, verse 8 to 10. And it says, Judah, you are he whom your brother shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemy. Hallelujah. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Judah,
is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, you are gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? Verse 10. The scepter for the rulership shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver or a Torah giver from between his feet until Yahweh the Son come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
Hallelujah.
So, somebody give me a precept to that. Let's get a precept.
Isaiah 14:32.
Oh, no, I got one for you. So you can pull that out.
I got one right now,
though. Mother E, give me Psalms 108, verse number 8. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're going to 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse number 2.
Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2. First Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2. For Judah prevailed above his brother, and of him came the sheep rulers.
He the what?
Sheep rulers.
That's all we need right there, Mark.
Hallelujah.
So we come to find out that Judah is the chief ruler. That's what else he is. He also is the chief ruler. So, let's go to, let's find out his position again in Romans chapter 3, verse number 1. So we come to find out in the front of the book that he's the chief ruler. He's the lawgiver. And we was reading, you got to judge, not according to appearance, but judge rightly. So, and we know Judah is the one that the Israelites got to be the one that do this judge. So they the lawgiver. So let's pick it up in first. And what we say we was going? Let's go to Romans chapter 3, verse number 1, Brother Titus. This is where it's seed rule.
Yes, sir. All right, the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 1. What advantage did have Judah?
Uh-huh.
What profit is there of circumcision?
Verse number 2.
Verse 2. Much every way. Chiefly.
Chief rule. Chiefly.
Because that unto them are committed the oracles of Yahweh.
So unto them was given the word of Yahweh. See, you can't even get past your feet until you come to Yahweh, Judah, and get this law. You see what I'm saying? Then you got to make sure that you understand the position. It's the thing that's done by order. And we got to be ready to respect that order.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 22-21.
Now, let's slide out over Mother D.F. Israel. I want to pick it back up where I left off at because you never know how this thing going to go. And let's go to Judas. Let's pick up the book of Judas. Let's go to the red book. We're going to pick up the book of Judas, chapter 5, verse 19 down to verse 22. Yeah, Judas, in a red book, and remember, we live everywhere. We live on Pal Talk, Blog Talk, Facebook, YouTube. We live everywhere. We got to make sure this word get out to the world. They got to hear this word because we got a job to do. So let's go to Book of Judas, chapter 5, verse 19 down to verse 22. And keep something in mind, we on YouTube at B-O-T-T-Y, Tribe, Y-H-D-H. We also live on Facebook, B-O-T-T-Y. You can also catch us on Blog Talk radio station. You can also catch us on Pal Talk, download it. And look us up and keep up with the episodes if you miss any of the lessons. And over to you, Mother D.F. Israel, in that book of Judah.
Judah, chapter 5, verses 19 to 22.
That's right.
Verse 19. But now are they returned to their Yahweh, and are come up from the place where they were scattered.
So you gotta do some returning to some Yahweh. Continue to read.
And have possessed Judah, where their temple is. And are seated in the hill country. For it was desolate.
That's right.
Verse 20. Now therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if there be any error in this people.
Now if there be any error in this people, you can't have no error. But if there be any error, what they know? What the other nations know?
And they sin against their Yahweh.
So if you sin against Yahweh,
let us consider that this shall be their ruin.
So it's going to be a ruin to you if you sin against Yahweh.
Yes. And let us go up, and we shall overcome them.
And you will be overcome by them 17 nations.
Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation.
Now find no sin in you.
Let my Yahweh now pass by.
That's right.
Let their Yahweh defend them.
Mm-hmm.
And their Yahweh be for them,
mm-hmm.
and we become a reproach before all the world.
But it can't be no sin in the camp now. Only way this thing gonna work if there's no what in the camp?
Sin.
It can't be no sin in the camp.
Come on, man. Where you
at, Mother DFP? Verse
22.
Yeah, give me verse 22. I'm with you.
And when Achor had finished those things, all the people standing round about the tent murmured.
So now they in that murmur based on what they just heard.
Job, I got something for that too. Job 22, verse 5.
Let me finish reading.
Hallelujah, Mama.
Murmur. And the chief men
of Holofernes,
mm-hmm. and all that dwell by the seaside, and in Moab, spake that he should kill him.
Now, see, because he knew the lick and understood that, hey, we're going to go ahead and get rid of this man. They ready to hang a millstone around his neck. You know what I'm saying? Get rid of him because he knew. The other nations know that, hey, look, as long as we keep them sinning against Yahweh and keep them from being on one accord and coming together, then we got them.
Yeah.
We got them real good. What you got for me, Brother Tyler, this word?
I got Daniel chapter 6.
Daniel chapter 6. Bring it on out.
All right, Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Then this Daniel was preserved above the president in prison,
mm-hmm.
because an excellent spirit
mm-hmm.
was in him.
Mm-hmm.
And the king thought to set him over the whole realm.
Mm-hmm. What type of spirit you got to have?
Excellent spirit.
Tell you to read.
Gabriel got to be with you.
Tell you to read.
Verse 4. Then the president and the princes sought to fight in a case against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find none occasion, nor fault, for as much as he was faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in him.
Mm.
Verse 5. Then said these men.
What
he said? He says, we should not find any occasion against this Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we find it against him concerning the law of his Yahweh.
That's it. That's all. See, they know. The other nations know. Say, hey, that's it. We keep them from keeping them from Yahweh. Then we know we got them. But we ain't going to find nothing if they got an excellent spirit. That's what they got to have. They got to have an excellent spirit inside of them.
Can I put the question on the table?
We'll keep the ball game rolling.
Yeah, it's a ball game.
Mother Eve, in the book of Hosea, chapter 6, and as a matter of fact, Mother Eve, give me Hosea, chapter 5, verse number 15.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Hosea chapter 5, verse number 15, Mother Eve?
The book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place.
Now, while son said, look, I'm going to go return to my place.
If they acknowledge their offense and seek my face,
mm-hmm.
and their
affliction,
they will seek me first.
Mm. So Yahweh says, he said, look, I'm going to return and I'm going to go to my place. We know he went back. We go read that in the book of Acts.
Hallelujah.
Where he went on back. Pull that out for me, Brother Titus. We just want to shoot that out and know that he went back to his place. So he did some return. He said, I'm going to return back to my place. Pull that out for me, Brother Titus. Book of Acts, we're on chapter 1. Is that what we want, Brother Titus?
Acts chapter 7, verse 55.
Is that, did he go return back to his place there?
What did
he
say? Acts chapter 1?
Mm-hmm. Give me Acts chapter 1 and pick it up at verse number 8. It's going to get straight to the point.
Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after death
Matter of fact, go back, back it up some. Look at some when he went back on back up. I'm looking for the part when he went right on back up.
Verse 9.
That's right. That's what I'm looking for. Verse 9.
Acts chapter 1, verse 9. And when he had spoken these things,
mm-hmm.
why they beheld, he was taken up.
Mm-hmm.
And the cloud received him out of their sight.
And Yahweh the Son was taken up in a what?
In a cloud.
They were your flying saucers you be talking about. Yahweh the Son was going to come in. It's going to be a cloud.
He didn't say
he was coming in a flying saucer and all that stuff he be talking about. This thing got something to do with a cloud. So use what he created. So use something that man created. But let's in the book of Hosea chapter 5 verse 15, he says, I will go and return to my place. We know his place, when he came up and came down. He went back on up there. And he says, but until they acknowledge, he said, until they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. And he says, in their affliction will they seek me early. But how you got to seek Yahweh that we can read? In the book of Baruch.
Hallelujah.
Let's see what he said in the book of Baruch chapter 4, verse number 28. And then Mother D.F. Israel. I want you to help me out, man. I want you to, can you please help me go to 1 Kings chapter 8. I want you to read me verse 1, 2, and 3. And 46 down to verse number 5. Now you got to seek Yahweh. Yahweh said they got to seek his face. But when you seek Yahweh's face, how you got to seek Yahweh's face? How you got to do some seeking of him? In fact, before we go there, I want to make it sound real good. We're going to bring this thing in. Man. Before we go to you, Brother Titus, I want Mother E to help me out. Now, it was something that was said in chapter 7, verse number 14. And I want to say First Chronicles. Is that what I need? Is it First Chronicles or is it Second Chronicles? And it could be 14:7 now. I could now. Let me make sure.
I got First Chronicles 16:11.
Is it 16:11 I'm looking for? We gotta do some. I'm gonna telegraph. I need 7:14 in Second Chronicles. That's what I need.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I need Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, Mother E. And then you come right behind him because he say we gotta seek his face. So if we gotta seek his face, let's see what he has to say in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Mother E.
2 Chronicles.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, Chronicles. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Mm-hmm. 2 Chronicles
chapter 7, verse 14.
Let me read.
If I had boasted my...
Second. Chronicles.
Oh. Yes,
ma'am. Chapter 7, verse number 14. And then something that I also want to add to that. We're gonna bring out that Second Chronicles, chapter 7. Let me go pick it up at verse number 14.
Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
If my people, which are called by my name,
mm-hmm.
shall honor themselves. And praise.
Now, Mother, he said, if my people, who I call my name, he said, shall humble themselves. So when you got it, first you got to humble yourself. That's the first thing you got to do. And how do you, what's the expression that we can read, what he mean when he said you got to humble yourself? In the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 2 and 3, I'm going to read this, Mother E. So,
just looking at
Saint Paul. Huh?
I got Saint Paul 15, verse 12.
But bring it on out, and I'm gonna pull one out on this Matthew chapter 18, and we're gonna read verse 2 down to verse number 4. Bring it on out, Brother Titus. What you got for?
Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12. And they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh of their father.
Mm-hmm.
With all their mind,
mm-hmm.
and with all their soul.
That's right.
verse 13, that whosoever would not seek Yahweh of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman.
Man, he about to seek out already, man. Hey, we ain't got to that word yet, but hey, that was right on time, though, too, brother. Time. Hold that for me again, because we're going to bring that out, and we're going to make sure we add something on to that. Hold that for me, brother Titus. I want to bring out this humble, because he said, my people, which I call by my name, shall humble themselves. But what do you mean when he said we got to be humble? So you got to humble yourselves, but in what way? What's the mannerisms you have to have? In the book of Matthew chapter 18, we'll pick it up at verse 2, 3, and verse number 4. And I'm going to read all the way down to verse number 5. In the book of Matthew, we're going to go to chapter 18, Mother Eve, and I'm going to do the read to let y'all know where we at. And I'll pick it up at verse number 2. Verse 2 reads, and Yahweh the Son called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3, it says, truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you should not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself, how as this little child, the same is greater than the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5, and whoso shall receive one, such little child, in my name, receiveth me. Verse number 6, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. So he said he got to be humble as a child. And don't offend him. Don't offend his ones that believe in his name.
I have one.
What you got for me, mother,
Z? You did that when you backbite.
James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Yahweh, and he shall lift you up.
You got to humble yourself in the sight of who?
Yahweh.
So you gotta humble yourself in the sight of Yahweh. And that's how you gonna be lifted up. This ain't no man thing. This got something to do with us and our maker. And we gotta do this thing as little children.
Isaiah 58 verse 1 and 2. They read, they say, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their sin. And the temple, Israel, their transgression. Verse 2. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinances of their Yahweh. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now, we're coming back over to you, Mother Eve. And we're going to pick it up at 2 Corinthians. Chapter 7, verse number 14. Pick that back up for me. Second Chronicles. Sorry about that. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse number 14. And you still hold something for me, right, Mother D.F. Israel?
Yes.
All right. Hallelujah.
Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14.
That's right.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall honor themselves
as a child,
and pray, and seek my face.
And who got to seek his face, Brother Titus Israel? Pull that out for me.
All right, we're going back to that.
Had that ready for me.
Chronicles chapter 15.
That's right.
All right, verse 12.
Verse 12.
And they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh of their father with all their mind, with all their soul.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Verse 13. That whosoever would not seek Yahweh, Yahweh's Israel,
the Yahweh of Israel,
should be put to death,
rather
small or great, rather man or woman.
So Israel got to do some seeking of Yahweh's face. If you don't do no seeking of Yahweh's face, humble as a child, then you got a death sentence coming to you.
Everybody got death.
Continue to read, Mother Eve. What else they got to do?
Verse 15.
14, ma'am. We pick it up, pick it back up where you left off, and seek my face.
Okay. And seek my face and turn from the wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
Then will I hear from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And will heal thy sin.
Mm-hmm.
And will heal thy land.
But first you got to seek your face. And you got to turn from your wicked ways and humble yourself as a child. But when you seek Yahweh, how you got to seek him, brother Titus Israel?
Right, back to that same Chronicles.
Back to Baruch chapter 4, verse number 28.
Hallelujah. Baruch. Chapter
yes,
4,
we're
verse 28.
Baruch. We're going to Baruch. Mother one knows, make sure we got this thing down pat. We she said 428. Yeah, we're going to 428 of Baruch, mother.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. Baruch chapter 4. Verse 28 reads, "For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
so be in return. Seek him 10 times more.
And how you got to seek him?
10 times.
Uh-huh. And when he said you got to seek him 10 times more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you return back to Yahweh, that means this ain't just gonna be no okay. Well, you gotta stop doing things 10 times more than what you was doing before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also you gotta do what he's saying in the book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse number 11. Give me verse number, pick it up at verse number 10. Then give me verse down to verse number 11. You make sure we got this thing down pat.
I'm going to Sirach, the book of Sirach, chapter 38. Verse 10 to verse 11.
Yes, sir. We're going to the book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse number 10 and verse number 11. When you do this thing, he said you got to seek him 10 times more. You got to humble yourself as a child. In the presence of Yahweh, his mother, Zeke bought this out. That's how this thing got to go. All
right, going to the book of Sirach, chapter 38.
That's right.
Verse 10.
And verse number 11.
Verse 10 and verse 11.
That's right.
Leave off from sin.
Leave off from that sin.
And order your hands aright.
And get your hands in order, get yourself in order, help yourself upright.
Yes.
And what else?
And cleanse your mind.
And cleanse your mind from what?
From all wickedness.
From small wickedness.
All.
A little wickedness.
All.
You got to cleanse your mind from all wickedness.
From backbiting too.
Verse number 11.
Verse 11.
And when you seek Yahweh 10 times more, what else comes with that?
Give a sweet thanks.
Uh-huh.
And memorial fine flowers.
Uh-huh.
And make a fat offering.
Make a small offering.
Fat.
As what?
To Yahweh, not you. As not being.
So that means you got to hit that box.
No.
And you got to make a fat offering to
Yahweh. If you ain't got it, you can't do it.
That's what you got to do.
If you ain't got it, you can't do it.
Now, let's go back. Now, Mother G.F. Israel. You was holding something over there for me. And 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1 down to 3, 46 down to 5. Mm-hmm.
1 Kings chapter 8, verses 1 to 3, 46 to 50. Okay. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel
uh-huh.
and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon and Judah, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is David.
Now, in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse number 1, read that again, Mother D.F. Israel.
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1.
Mm-hmm. Read that again.
Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel.
So Solomon, he went and grabbed the elders of Israel.
The elders is the person that's taught the word.
And all the heads of the tribe.
Uh-huh. He got all the heads of the tribe.
The chief of the fathers
mm-hmm.
of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Unto King Solomon in Judah, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is David.
That's right. Okay. Which is in Yahweh Judah.
Amen. Okay. Verse 2. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month. Who was this?
He says, and all the men assembled themselves to the king of the feast of the month of Ethanim. Ethanim.
Which is the seventh month.
Mm-hmm. So it's the seventh month. Continue, verse 3.
Verse 3. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priest took up the ark.
So see, the elders was heavily involved with this thing. And they was to make sure that they was assembling themselves, but let's see what was going on in 46 down to verse number 50. And let's see what the wisest man that the wise man ever lived. Let's see what he has to say in 46 down to verse 50.
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 46. If they sin against you,
mm-hmm.
for there is no man that sinneth not.
That's right.
And thou be angry with them.
Mm-hmm.
And deliver them to the enemy,
mm-hmm.
so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy,
mm-hmm.
far or near.
So he say, if we sin against you, O Yahweh, because ain't no man that sinneth not. He say, if you be carried to your enemy, what is he saying? In a far land or near? Verse number 47.
47. Yet if they shall bethink themselves.
You got to do what?
Bethink yourself.
Uh-huh. Let me.
In the land of them that carry them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done previously. We have committed wickedness. Verse 40.
So they got to acknowledge they sinned and acknowledge that when they have been wicked, right?
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
48. And so return unto thee with all their mind and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive,
mm-hmm.
and pray unto thee towards their land, which thou gavest unto their father, the city which thou hast chosen,
mm-hmm.
and the temple which I have built for your name. 49. Then hear thou their prayers and their supplications in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. And forgive your people that have sinned against you,
mm-hmm.
in all their sins, transgressions,
mm-hmm.
wherein they have sinned against you, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them.
So when Yahweh let him know, he said, you got to repent. Mm-hmm. You got to repent and humble yourself as a little child. Mm-hmm. Yahweh let him know, he said, you got to realize what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Say, then when you do some repentance and you get your offering, and I hear you then when you start back doing my laws. Mm-hmm. But to then, I don't hear nothing until you get yourself in order. The only way Yahweh go here is when we doing this thing. Over to you, Brother Titus Israel, T. Roy, Trapper, Yahweh, Judah.
Yahweh. All right. You said you gotta be humble. And I'm gonna read what even the elements
We can read about even the elements humble themselves. All the elements that we're going to read, one of the elements that Yahweh has made that humble themselves. We're going to the, all right, going to the vision of Paul, chapter 24. Vision of Paul, chapter 24. We're going to the vision of Paul, chapter 24. Mother Z.
She got a vision of Paul. Let me pull it out.
You got a book?
Yeah, I got it. I gotta make sure I get to that page.
Yeah, I got my book
Here you go, right here. You just want me to bring it on up? I got it.
You got a book?
Huh?
You got a book?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vision of Paul in there. This prophet and testing it. Yeah, I make sure I bring everything because you never know what's gonna come out. Chapter
24.
Yeah, chapter 24.
When I enter the gate?
No. Where it says I indeed. That's it.
When I enter the gate?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's been a fine me.
I got you.
I'll make sure Mother Dia is, make sure she's on point as well, too.
Yeah, you know,
expedient for me doubtless to glory,
I will come to vision and revelation of Yahuwah.
Revelation
of Yahuwah. Go ahead, verse 2.
Verse 2. I knew a man in Yahuwah above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell.
So you knew a man in Yahuwah, the son, above 14 years ago.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. I knew a man in Yahuwah, the son, above 14 years ago.
They both the same, man. Yahuwah, the son, and the father.
Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out the body, I cannot tell. Yahuwah knows. Such and one caught up to the third heaven.
The third heaven.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out the body, I cannot tell. Yahuwah knows. Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter.
Hallelujah.
Verse 5.
That means you don't know everything.
Verse 5. Go ahead.
Of such and one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmity.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And we're right there. Vision of Paul, Revelation. Let me change it. Okay.
Let me drop number 6 right now. Because he's going to say something, verse number 6.
Go ahead.
Verse number 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. For though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. For I would say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be, or that he hears of me. He just let you know he's going to speak about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out about that truth. It's over to you, Brother Titus Israel C. Rook.
All right. All right. Say the truth. Well, I would say the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to, all right. Now, we're getting there. Y'all ready there. This truth. All right, we'll get warmed up. Let's go to John real quick. Go to John. Make that John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6, Sister Ruth.
John chapter 14, verse 6 reads, Yahuwah the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
By me. Okay. All right. That truth, John 17:17. John chapter 17, verse 17.
Amen.
Sister Ruth.
John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Word is truth. All right.
Before that was John chapter what?
14. 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. All right, go to Psalms. Go to Psalms 119. My DF Israel, go to Psalms 119, 142, 151, and 160.
Okay, you say 119, 142?
Uh-huh. And 151, and 160.
151 and 160. All right, Psalm 119, verse 142 reads, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instruction is the truth. Verse 151. Thou art near, Yahweh, in all your Torah instructions are truth.
You are near, Yahweh. All your commandments are true. All right, 160.
160. Your word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgment endures forever.
Let me add something to that. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 2, 10, 2 to 10, 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, verse 2 to 10, read, I'm going to start at 1, 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 10, it says, whosoever believes that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father, is born of Yahweh the Father. And everyone that loves him, that begat it, loves him, also that is begotten of him. Verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh the Father when we love Yahweh the Son and keep his commandments. Verse 3. For this is the love of Yahweh the Father, that we keep his Torah instructions, and his commandments are not grievous. Verse 4. For whatsoever is born of Yahweh the Father overcomes Satan. And this is the victory. It say the world right there. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith, or the Torah, verse 10. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Yahweh the Son is the Son of Yahweh the Father? Verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Yahweh the Son. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bear witness, because the Spirit is truth. Verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is the Son, and the righteous Spirit. And these three are one. So you was right when you said Yahweh the Son. You didn't have to be corrected, because they are one. You see that right there? You say these are one. Verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, witness of Yahweh is greater. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Let me say that one more time. Verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of Yahweh the Father is greater. Thank you, Father. For this is the witness of Yahweh the Father, which he has testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of Yahweh the Father has the witness in himself. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He that believes not Yahweh the Father has made him a liar, because he believed not the record that Yahweh the Father gave of his Son, Yahweh the Son. Hallelujah.
All right. Let's go to this vision of Paul.
Number one here.
All right, Sister Ruth. Vision of Paul, chapter 24. Verse 24. Vision of Paul, verse 24. Yes, ma'am.
The vision of Paul, chapter 24. The vision of Paul, verse 24. It's on page 630.
Okay, go ahead.
Chapter 24. When I entered the gate, I saw three gates. And
I saw trees.
Okay.
You said trees.
When I entered the gate, I saw trees. I saw trees, great and very high, before the door of the city, having no fruit but leaves only. And I saw a few men scattered in the
mirror of the trees, and they languished.
They lamented.
And they lamented great when they saw another. When they saw anyone enter the city, and those trees was sorrow of them and humble themselves and
bow down and corrected
themselves, and I saw it and
wept with them,
and I asked the angel and said, "Sir, who are those?
Who are these?
Not
admitted
to enter into the city of Yahuwah." And I said,
the city of Yahuwah the Son.
And he said to me, "These are they who
Jealously abstain
day and night in feasting
and
fasting, but they have
a proud mind
about other men. Glorified and praises themselves and doing nothing for their neighbors.
Now they'll read about anybody can be your neighbor. Now what can we go about the neighbor? We can read. It'd be like, your name could be anybody.
That's right.
All right, so I'm on the DF Israel. Let's go to Leviticus. Go to Leviticus chapter 19. 19, verse 1 and 2. And then we're going to skip down verse 17 and 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 and 2, and then 17 and 18.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 and 2, 17 and 18. Leviticus 19, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be righteous, for I, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, am righteous. Verses 17 and 18. Verse 17, thou shalt not hate your brother in thy mind.
In your where?
In your mind. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor.
And what rebuke is?
Correct.
Hallelujah. Correct. Correction. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Improve.
And not suffer sins upon him.
Right. Hallelujah.
Verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people.
They're guilty.
But thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself.
As
I am Yahweh. As yourself.
Yahweh.
Your neighbor is your people. Hallelujah. That's it. Your people. Nation is your people. Right. Yahweh. So that's the definition of who your neighbor is. Leviticus 19, verse 1 and 2, and 17 and 18.
Let me add something to you, Brother Titus, this real Steve Roy.
Yes, sir.
Let me add something to that. Now, we're talking about your neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see what he had to say in the book of, Proverbs, Mother Eve. Going over there to the book of Proverbs, chapter, 14, verse 21. Yes, ma'am. See that saying
14:21.
What do you say in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 21, Mother Eve?
Can you
give me 20 and 21 though? Bring them two in together. Proverbs, 20 and 21.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 20 and 21.
That's right. What's the will of the Father? Then we can read. Have a call that, Brother Tyson.
All right, we're going to the book of Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Psalms chapter 40.
Bring it on now.
Psalms chapter 40.
So out of the children of Israel, one that's going to be your brother and your sister, your mother and your father, is going to be the one that do the will of Yahweh. We're about to find out what's the will of Yahweh.
Psalms chapter 40, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book,
mm-hmm.
which is written of me.
Mm-hmm. Verse 8.
Verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, your law is within my mind.
So what's his will, Brother Tyson?
The law.
So the ones that say, he said that do the will, he said the ones that do the law of Yahweh the Father. That's his brother. That's his sister. That's his mother. That's his father. The ones that do the law.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. We'll go to precepts. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh and keep his Torah instructions. For this is the whole duty of man. For Yahweh shall bring every work into judgment for every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Hallelujah. Wow. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13 and 14.
Now, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
I gotta do the, we still gotta do the will of Yahweh, which is the law of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And how long that lasts, Brother Thomas?
All right. I'm going to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 7. Verse 1. Book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 1. Read. Know ye not, brothers, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law have dominion over man as long as he lives.
Mm-hmm. So those who do the will of Yahweh, he got to do the law as long as he lives. He got to do the law as long as he lives. And the book of Mother D.F. Israel. Let me get Isaiah chapter 40. Pick it up at verse 7 and down to verse number 8.
You said Isaiah 40?
Yes, ma'am. Verse 7 and verse number 8. So you got to do the will of Yahweh, the law of Yahweh, as long as you live, children of Israel. And remember, those will be the ones that be your brothers. They be your sister. They be your mother. They be your father. Them be the one.
Mm-hmm.
According to we can read, I mean, I didn't see it. Yahweh the Son said. You want to attack him with you? Let's see what he said in Mark before you read that Mark chapter 3. Somebody said in Mark chapter 3, let me make sure I get y'all to lay my eyes on it, as our elder would say. You know, Yahweh be with our elder. Let's see what he said in Mark chapter 3. Something he said in Mark chapter 3. Pick it up for me, Brother Titus. Pick it up at verse number 31 down to verse 35. I didn't say this.
We're going to the book of Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3, verse 31, 35. Mark chapter 3. Verse 31 to 35. Mark chapter 3, verse 31. There came then his brethren,
mm-hmm.
and his mother,
mm-hmm.
and standing without, sent unto him, calling him.
That's right.
Verse 32. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold, your mother and your brethren without speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother?
Who is my mother?
Or my brother?
Or my brother?
Verse 34. And he looked round about.
And he looked around about his surroundings. He looked around.
Yes. was said about him.
What did he say?
It said, behold, my mother and my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 35. Whosoever should do the will of Yahuwah.
Whosoever should do the law of Yahuwah.
Yes. The same is my brother
mm-hmm.
and my sister
mm-hmm.
and mother.
So the one that do the law of Yahuwah is your mother, your brother, your sister, your father. Them the ones that do is the ones that do the law. Them the ones you cleave to. They ain't got nothing to hold. What's going to hold you if you ain't got no law in you? What's going to hold you?
Nothing.
Nothing going to hold you. Ain't got no backbone to stand on. Mm-hmm. If I know you're doing the law, I know that law going to hold you. Mother D.F. Israel, how long is this word of Yahuwah going to sing? We already know Brother Titus brought it out and said that you got to do this law forever, as long as the man lives.
Okay,
we're going back to Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to pick it up at verse number 7 and verse number 8.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of Yahuwah bloweth upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Surely the people is grass. Verse 8. The grass withers,
mm-hmm.
the flower fades.
That's right.
But the word of Yahuwah, of our Yahuwah, stand
how long it stand? And how long we got to do this law?
Forever.
I mean, this thing will always be here.
I mean,
you
gonna stand.
It ain't gonna never go anywhere.
That mean, you gonna stand too.
Now, over back to you, Brother Titus Israel, T. Roy.
No,
where you left off at?
No, that's right.
Y'all,
what?
I'll let preach that.
Oh, I'm great. Yahuwah, I'm greater than great.
Yahuwah, I got me. I got a precept for that, too. Can I put a precept out before you go on? Well, yes, Titus, where you going?
I'm going to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. All right. I'm going to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Going to Peter. All right, I'm going to Peter. Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel. All right. First Peter, chapter 1, verse 23. First Peter, chapter 1, verse 23. First Peter, chapter 1, verse 23. And read. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of Yahuwah, which liveth and abides forever.
Baruch
chapter 3. Verses 1 through 9. And it reads, O Yahuwah Almighty, Yahuwah the Father of Israel, the soul in anguish, the troubled spirit, cried unto you. Verse 2. Hear, O Yahuwah, and have mercy, for you are merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. Verse 3. For you endureth forever, and we perish utterly. Verse 4. O Yahuwah Almighty, you, Yahuwah the Father of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have sinned before you, and not listen unto the voice of you, dear Yahuwah, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us. Verse 5. Remember not the iniquities of our forefathers, but think upon your power and your name now at this time. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. For you are the Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah the Father. And you, O Yahuwah the Son, will we praise. Verse 7. And for this cause, you have put your fear in our minds, to the intent that we should call upon Yahuwah's name and praise Yahuwah in our captivity. For we have called to mind all the iniquity of our forefathers that transgressed before you. Verse 8. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity where you have scattered us for reproach and a curse and to be subject to payment according to all the iniquities of our fathers which departed from Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah the Father.
Verse 9. Hear, Israel, the Torah instructions of life. Give ear to understand wisdom. Hallelujah. And I'll keep going, Father. Baruch chapter 4, verses 1. Verse 1 to 9. Baruch chapter 4, verse 1 to 9. This is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh the Father. In the law that endures forever, all that keep it shall come to life. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, we ain't doing no perishing. We ain't doing no perishing. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We're going to be here forever. Hallelujah, Yahweh. But such as leave it shall die. Oh, we ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Turn thee, O Jacob's third name, Israel, and take hold of wisdom. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated. Thank you for illumination, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Verse 3, give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you, a strange nation. Verse 4, O Israel, happy are we. Hallelujah, Father. For things that are pleasing to Yahweh the Father are made known unto me. I mean unto us. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer, my people. The memorial of Israel. Verse 6. You were sold to the nations, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh the Father to wrath, you were delivered unto the enemy. Verse 7. For you provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devils for idols, and not to Yahweh the Father. And the Son. Verse 8. You have forgotten the everlasting Yahweh the Father and Son that brought you up, and you have grieved Jerusalem, surname Judah. That Yahdah Judah, let me say, Yahdah Judah, that nursed you. Verse 9. But when she saw the wrath of Yahweh coming upon you, she said, listen, O ye that dwell about Judah, Yahdah Judah, Yahweh has brought upon me great mourning. Great morning for not keeping that word.
That's a good time. Power game, roll, brother. Time.
All right, I got a lot of meat up here. We're group chapter 4. All right. What's here? Mother D.F. Israel.
Yeah.
Read me that Baruch chapter 4. Verse 1. Here real quick. I'm going to pull out.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 1. Baruch chapter 4, verse 1 reads, this is the book of the Torah instruction, the commandments of Yahweh, and the Torah instruction, the law, that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life.
You keep these, keep the law, the first five books, from Genesis to Deuteronomy.
You come to life.
Hallelujah.
But such as leave it shall die.
You say all that keep it shall come to life, right? Mm. Know that point.
And those that leave it shall die. Well, you don't die.
Everybody gonna die. Well, I ain't getting a second death.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you don't get in that second death.
Shit,
gonna die.
Hallelujah.
I said, oh, they keep it, should come to life.
I think
right?
I'm going to be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. I think I'm going to be here until he gets here.
That's your thing.
I know. That's my thought. I was just like Joshua. Joshua told him to stop the sun. He did it for him. And I say, Yahweh, keep me here until you get here. And I believe he's going to do that for me. Hallelujah.
We're a lot of us want to be like that.
I know, right? We're in the last day.
Right.
We're in the last day. Mm-hmm. And I hope my prayers heard, Yahweh.
Yeah, they come to life. Come to life. They keep that come to life. All right. Going to
let me put a precept on the table before you get what you got. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. and it reads, and he humbled you, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which is the word, which you knew is not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh, man lives, not die. Hallelujah.
All right, give me that Proverbs 6:23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Get warmed up here. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. All right, Sister Ruth.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Verse 23 reads, for the commandment the Torah instruction is a lamp, and the law the Torah instruction is the light.
Hallelujah.
And reproof of instruction are the way of life.
Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 4.
Way of life, right?
Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 4. Okay. That's on your precept. That's just you wait for somebody to pull that out for you, I guess.
You said 1 John chapter what?
Verse 1 and verse 4. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 4. Oh, yeah, pull it out, brother.
Alright, 1 John chapter 1.
Verse 1 and verse 4.
Let's see what that says there.
And read 5 in it. You know what I'm saying? Read, put 5 in it, make it sound better. Make it sound real good.
Yeah, 1 John chapter 1.
Verse 1, 4 and 5.
Not 1 John, just...
I mean John, regular John, my bad. Regular John, brother. 1, 4 and 5. Read that for me, brother. Pull it out. That's that life.
The life.
Uh-huh. Verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1, 4, and 5. Pull it out, Pete. Tighten.
Come to life.
Hallelujah. What? Repeat that. Hallelujah. What? Understand.
You said John chapter 1.
Uh-huh. John 1, verse 1, 4, and 5.
Okay, 1 John chapter 1,
verse 1, 4, 5. No, John, not verse John, regular John, regular John, the regular John. Chapter 1, verse 1, verse 1, 4, and 5. You got it? Let me get you there.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, it's right there in verse 4.
Oh,
right.
Go ahead, pull it out, brother.
Okay. 1 John chapter 1.
Let him read, brother Tyler.
Hmm?
I'm going to teach you right now. Let him read.
I just asked him to read.
John chapter 1, verse 1, 4, and 5. Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh.
The Father.
The Father, and the Word was Yahweh.
And the Word was Yahweh the Son. Okay.
Verse 4.
In him, Yahweh the Son, was life. And the life
was the light of men.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now read 5, because they don't
verse
understand.
Verse 5. And the light shines in the darkness.
Yeah. Not you, Mama.
Darkness.
Not you, Mama. I know you got it.
Comprehend it not.
Oh, Satan can't comprehend the light. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. What else you need, brother? Keep it moving. Keep it going. Pull out something.
He said the light shines in the darkness.
Uh-huh. And the light in the darkness comprehended it not.
What's the darkness? Who's the darkness he's talking about in this case? Okay.
Pull it up. Pull it up. We know it's Satan, but I'm going to read it for you.
Okay, let's read it. Where can you go? Where can you go and read about the darkness?
1 second, brother. 1 second,
brother.
1 second, brother. I know, right? Hallelujah. I ain't trying to be everybody's teacher. I'm teaching for myself. Okay. Here it is right here. John 3:19.
And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
Well, the darkness got a name on it, too. You got to
pull it out. Pull it out, brother. Pull it out.
Pull it out. Pull it out, bro. Pull it out. I don't know. Pull it out.
I don't know. Pull it out for me. That's your job. Elephant.
All right, so Sister Ruth.
Elephant. Come on.
Elephant,
my brother.
We know who the light is. We're clear about who the light is.
Okay.
We're clear about that.
We just got clear from the precept.
Okay.
Pull your precept out.
You said the darkness. I thought you were going to
precept. No, we precept light.
We precept and darkness.
He said he's been a precept. I'm waiting on his precept. He said he's been a precept. He said darkness got a name on it. I said, I just put my John 3:19. I put my precept about the darkness, but he said it's one that got
name. What we read about the darkness, the precept.
That's what I'm asking. We don't know. Pull it out. Show us.
Let's go to Acts 26. Go to Acts chapter 26, Sister Ruth. All right.
Acts chapter 26.
Verse 18.
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
Hallelujah. What? There you go, brother. See?
To open their eyes.
Feed me.
And to turn them from darkness to light.
Hallelujah, what?
And from the power of Satan unto Yahweh, that they may receive forgiveness.
Hallelujah, what?
And inheritance among them which are sanctified.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Separated, huh? Thank you, Father. Hold on, wait. And he separated us from the whole world.
Oh,
that's
excellent
precept for that. Hold on, let me pull that precept out now. That was Acts 26. Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Let me pull that precept out.
So the darkness is Satan.
Separate us from the world.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
That's who's darkness.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah, I said that, but he wanted it to be read.
Yeah,
there go your read. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Not at all. I ain't say he did.
In fact, only what you was there.
I ain't say he did.
All right.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right.
Okay, so let me read 1 Kings chapter 8:51-56 and see.
All right. Well, I gotta go touch on this because we're getting the day getting close.
All right, go ahead. What you gotta do, my brother?
Brother.
I'm
here. Like
the
whole
nation
listening in.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I'm ready to touch on this. We got a feast day coming up real soon.
Mm-hmm.
Real soon.
Hallelujah.
We're going to read, going to the book of Esther real quick.
That's right.
Going to the book of Esther. E-S-T-H-E-R. Book of Esther. Going to the book of Esther.
That's right, Brother Ty. Mm-hmm. Feast day coming up. We need to know about these feast days.
Yeah, because you don't want
to... That's what teaching couple of years now. That's what's up, my brother.
All right, we're going to Book of Esther. We're going to Book of Esther. All right, we'll pick up in chapter 9. The Book of Esther. All right, we're going to the book of Esther. Before we read chapter 9, we're going to the book of Esther. All right, we're going to pick up at chapter 8 real quick.
Chapter 8?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, pick up at verse 1.
That's the 8th chapter. You said verse 1?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to read down. Look at Esther chapter 8, verse 1.
A hostage. That's his name. A hostage. Yeah.
The book of Esther, chapter 8, verse 1. Mother Z, take it back to verse 1.
8
and verse 32. in verse 32.
First Samuel chapter 15, verse 2, 6 to 8, and verse 32. First Samuel chapter 15, verse 6. First 2. First Samuel chapter 15, verse 2. Just as the outlaw's host, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt.
He had to pull that. He had to be reading something.
Go rock and have your hand.
He had to be reading something.
Yeah, he did.
Hold on. He had to pull that. Because if they just ain't going to come up on some on their own, they have to, that's why I said that foundation, which is the first five books, he has that foundation. He said he remembered what Amalek did to us while laying the way when he came up from Egypt. All right. And we can read that story real quick. We're going to read that story real quick. We're coming back. Let's go to book Exodus real quick. Go to book of Exodus. See what I want. All right. We're going to Exodus chapter 17. Let's pick up at verse 8 real quick. We're going to read this real quick. We're going to read down. Exodus chapter 17, all what you got? Because we're coming back. Going to Exodus chapter 18, we'll pick up at verse 7. We're going to read down. We're going to read the story. 17, verse 8. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. What's that, Mother Z?
Exodus, chapter 17, verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. That's verse 8. Look at read.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, verse 8. Go ahead, verse 9.
Verse 9. And Moses said unto so sure, choose us out of men and go out, fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on the top of the hill, which will the rod of Yahweh in the middle of
In my hand.
Hallelujah.
Verse 10.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 10. So Oshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek and Moses, Aaron, and...
It said the rod... Yahweh in his hand, right? Okay, Sister Ruth, give me that Exodus chapter 4. Give me that Exodus chapter 4 real quick. Alright, we're going to pick down verse 20.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 20. Verse 20. And Moses took his wife and his son and set them upon an ass.
Set upon a donkey. What they call mules sometimes. Go ahead.
And he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of Yahweh in his hand.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Okay,
verse 21. And Yahweh said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his heart, mind, that he shall not let the people go.
That's another word of being puffed up. You go mind, your heart is there too. That's another word. Okay, so back to where you was at.
Oh, y'all far working on you, huh?
All right, we back to Exodus 17.
What's the rod of Yahweh?
Hallelujah. That's right.
Because we never read rods. What's the rod of Yahweh? Remember, you're teaching for those on the network, right?
Right.
So what is the rod of Yahweh? Read that 4 verse 1 again. 4:1, you read 20. Read verse 1 too.
Exodus chapter 4.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1 and 2?
Yeah, we can read 1 and 2.
And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor listen unto my voice, for they will say, Yahweh has not appeared unto thee.
Right.
Verse 2. And Yahweh said unto him, what is that in thy hand?
What did he say?
And he said, a rod.
He said, a rod was in his hand.
Okay, so what was the stick?
Okay, read another verse. Read another verse.
Verse 3.
I need to understand.
And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it.
And that rod became a serpent, and Moses broke out running. That what he did?
Hallelujah.
Okay, so in Psalms, Sister Ruth,
119 verse 4. Can you have to oversee it up? 119 verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently.
Hallelujah. So skip down to verse
104.
No, 99 and 100. Then read 104.
99. Psalm chapter 99. Verse 4.
He said 99 and 100. Then we're going to read, after we read 99 and 100, then we're going to read that 104. Read
Psalms chapter 119. I have more understanding than all my teachers.
Hallelujah.
For thy testimonies are my meditation.
Hallelujah.
Verse 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts.
Hallelujah. So the only way you understand more than the ancients, what you have to do according to verse 100?
Precepts.
You have to keep the precepts.
Diligently.
That's how you understand.
Hallelujah.
Get down to 104.
Psalms chapter 119, verse 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding.
Hallelujah. What?
Therefore I hate every false way.
Hallelujah. Right.
What? So if you're not precepting the Bible, what are you just running
into? To
a falsified way.
Okay, so now the question is about this rod. He said, he had the rod in his hand. And the only way you're going to find out about this rod, we got to do what?
Precepts.
Sister Ruth, let's run to Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's do what the book tells us to do. We'll find out about this rod.
Hallelujah.
That Moses ran away from. Think of verse 19.
Jeremiah
51, 19. Let's find out what did he run away from.
Jeremiah.
We're going to find out when can we read that he ran away from this thing.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19. The portion of Jacob is not like them.
Yes.
Verse
19. Also, we arise.
For he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance.
See, that's why you
got to
stand your position.
Yahweh of hosts is his name.
So who the rod?
Israel. Hallelujah.
So when Moses threw down the rod and broke out running, Who was he running from?
The people.
The people of who?
Yahweh.
The people of Israel. So Yahweh is telling Moses that
that's what I did. I got out of here that day.
he turned that rod into a snake.
You know.
And then he broke away from him, so he let you know that Israel was going to get him.
So wrath came, you know. So
you know Israel was going to get into wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
But he told, but he was telling Moses all the time, brother, Micaiah, in Joel last 2 verse 4, he was telling Moses one thing, although they was not right, in Joel chapter 2, the last 2 lines, what was he telling Moses to do, although Moses did opposite what he told him to do, but what he says to do.
So you want the book of Joel, chapter 2?
Yeah, the last 2 lines.
You want verse number 4? Verse 7.
Oh, 7.
Verse 7, read.
Yeah, the last 2 lines.
Verse 7, read. Uh-huh. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse number 7, read. Shall not break their rank.
So you don't break your rank when things get hard and heavy on you.
Hallelujah, boy. You get no place. Yeah, you're lame, my brother.
So now, let's go back and I'll run to the 12th chapter. We're going back to the 12th chapter of Sirach. And pick up verse 1 there, Brother Micaiah. You want the 12th chapter.
Mm-hmm. Book of Sirach, chapter 12, picking up at verse number 1. Verse
yeah,
1 read.
What it say?
When you will do good,
yeah.
Know to whom you do it, so shall you be thanked for your benefit.
Hallelujah. Boy.
Back up to the second chapter, pick up verse 1. Sirach 2, pick up verse 1.
The book of Sirach, chapter 2, verse number 1 read. My son, if you come to serve Yahweh,
yeah.
Prepare your soul for temptation.
Yes,
verse 2. Set your mind aright and constantly endure and make not haste in time of trouble.
He said again, don't run. When he said, you know, he said, Moses, you made Moses understand that what was in hand, you will have some snake Israelites around.
Mm-hmm.
But don't run,
mm-hmm.
Moses. That was telling Moses. You're telling Moses in advance,
it's going to be the people you want to come on and deal with.
Although the children of Israel, it's going to be wicked all outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, otherwise you got to hang in there. Now, let's go to Exodus there, Brother Micaiah. We're going to Exodus chapter 2. And let's see exactly, see when he did what he did, but in Exodus chapter 2 there. Let's find out what happened. See, in Exodus chapter 2, we're going to look at a verse here. And let's see what we want. In Exodus chapter 2, we're going to look at a verse. Pick up verse number 11.
The book of Exodus chapter 2, picking up at verse number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11 reads.
Watch this.
And it came to pass in those days,
yes.
When Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brother,
yes.
And looked on their burden, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Israelite,
yes.
One of his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. And he looked this way and that way.
Yeah, he did.
And when he saw that there was no man,
mm-hmm.
He slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Verse 13. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Israelites strolled together,
yes.
And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest you your fellow?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And he said, who made you? Mm-hmm. Who made you a prince and a judge over us?
Mm-hmm.
Intended you to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?
Mm-hmm.
And Moses feared and said,
right.
Surely this thing is known.
Okay, this thing is known now, right? Revelation.
Verse 15. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses.
Yes.
But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh.
So what did Moses have did?
Moses fled.
What did Yahweh tell you to do? Although you run into all types of problems.
Don't run.
Business, don't do what?
Don't run.
He said, don't run.
Don't run.
He said, you will have all these must come to pass. He was sending Moses up to God. It's not going to be no smooth road.
Hallelujah.
But leadership never do what?
Run.
But
hallelujah.
But that's what he's showing Moses. He said he made a snake and he broke out running. the snakes is going to be your people.
Mm.
You have snakes among your people.
They hate you.
But you don't run. Leadership do not run. And they understand this thing.
They eat with you and now.
Must come to pass.
Judas. Right. That's the Judas over there.
So now, another thing, y'all left a whole lot of meat on the bone on that business part. You in that business part again.
Hallelujah. Well,
collect that 24th chapter. That's still sitting there listening. And everything was taking notes. See, you got to always take notes. We know work can he help you at.
Hallelujah.
So now come back to that 24th chapter again. Titus, pick up verse 1.
I'm going to the business of Paul, chapter 24, verse 1.
Indeed,
enter into the gate.
Yeah.
And saw trees great.
Yeah.
And very high before the doors of the city.
Right.
Having no fruit but leaves only.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a few men scattered in the midst of the trees.
Yeah.
And they lamented greatly.
Right.
When I saw anyone.
But Micaiah had me Judges chapter 9, verse 17, 15, wait, I'm curious.
And those trees were sorry for them and humbled themselves and bowed down and again erected themselves.
Hallelujah.
And I saw and wept with them. And I asked the angel,